The children are going to now go through. If the children could follow Joe and Kajari up the steps, they're going to go out into the corridor there. So there's a colouring sheet, and for 10 minutes, there's a colouring competition. So if the children could go. We're going to be praying this morning. We're going to pray for Bob this morning. And we're just getting the children to settle down before we do. So children, if you just want to make a move out to the corridor there. Fantastic. About a few weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, Nick and I asked Bob if he would join us and be one of the leaders of the church, one of the elders of the church, and very excited that he said yes. And today we want to pray for him and Vicky as he starts this responsibility, service. One of the things about the kingdom of God, it says that in order to lead, you have to be a servant, and we're praying for strength and grace to do that. I just want to read from a couple of passages from the Bible just to help us pray today. The Apostle Paul, he instructed one of his helpers called Titus. When the church was being started, when the church was being founded, he said to Titus, who was traveling with him, who was moving from place to place, starting those churches, founding those churches, he said to Titus this. He said, I want you to stay in Crete because I want you to straighten out what was left unfinished, but I want you to appoint elders in every town as I directed you. And as Paul was planting churches, part of the foundation of the churches was that each of those churches, that they would appoint elders, those who have responsibility to care for, to shepherd, to look after, to serve in those churches. And he says, this is what you need to do. You need to find, an elder must be someone who is blameless, the husband of one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since as overseer, you're trusted with God's work, must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain, rather must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. And the responsibility of being a church leader, responsibility to care, to serve, and to watch over and guard. Now, when the Apostle Paul met the elders in Ephesus in Acts, he gathered them together, very significant passage in Acts 20. And as he gathered the elders together from Ephesus, from the city of Ephesus, he said this to them. He said, keep watch over yourselves and the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And so whilst we're going to today appoint Bob, we're going to pray for him, we're going to lay hands on him, we're going to say God, to Bob, we are appointing you as an elder of this church. Actually, Paul said, actually it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who does the job of appointing or making someone an overseer. So we're going to pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will come and fill Bob and equip him and help him, give him all the gifts that he needs for the work that he's going to do. So Bob and Vicky, would you like to come down the front end and ask Nick just to say a few words about our esteemed friend Bob?
I haven't planned anything, Bob, so you don't have to worry. So anything I say will just come straight from my heart. I think the passage of scripture that Paul just read about the qualification for elders, that Bob is a good fit. And if Bob doesn't qualify for any of those things, then I'm resigning because he's better than me in regard to most of those boxes that we're supposed to tick. But I was just struck by a verse where it says, in Act, it says, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. And how do we appoint another elder other than really it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us, that over many months, possibly years even, we thought about Bob joining Paul and I as elders, and it just has seemed that this is the right time for it. There's no doubt many other people qualified in the things that Paul read out to Titus and also in Timothy, but we feel it's the time for Bob, and that he's going to bring something, something fresh, something of God, to the leadership. As I was just praying about it, I felt God gave me a picture of a grass rake. And a grass rake is quite gentle. You're not like digging up the lawn to dig out the weeds. It's kind of taking things off the lawn, in a gentle but a very kind of deliberate kind of way. And I was reminded of this verse in, Galatians, where it says, "Brethren, if anyone is caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted." And I feel that that's something that God is going to use Bob particularly for, is to bring, is to clear the lawn, but perhaps in a spirit of gentleness. And I'm sure there are many other things that Bob will be bringing to the leadership, because after all, it's God's church, isn't it, not ours.
I wonder if you would join me in stretching out your hands of blessing. Let's stretch out our hands to bless Bob and Vicky. We're going to pray. We're going to ask that God would come and that God would anoint them, fill them, equip them, that together as a team, Bob and Vicky, that God would use them, equip them. Often we see in Scripture, we read times where the elders laid hands on people and gifts were imparted, and we're praying for gifts. Bob and Vicky already have loads of gifts, but praying for more. Pray that God would impart gifts of the Holy Spirit in them and through them, to equip them to the task that he's called them. Let's stretch out our hands. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you that you are the chief shepherd. Jesus, it's you, it's your church. You said you will build your church, and you're doing something here amongst us, in our hearts here in this community. We thank you so much for that. And Lord, we want to ask that you would help us as we're seeking to follow you, as we're seeking to look to the chief shepherd. Would you help us in this task? And we want to pray today, Lord, for Bob in taking this responsibility, for Bob and Vicky as a couple, in as they put themselves forward to say yes to serving. God, thank you for the privilege of serving in your body. And we want to ask, Lord, for the equipping of your Holy Spirit today. I want to ask, Holy Spirit of God, would you come in power to equip them, to fill them, to give gifts to them, Lord, to use them. And we're asking for wisdom from heaven, Lord, that you would come. Jesus, would you come and bestow, would you give wisdom from above, that wisdom which comes from above down here, Lord. Would you come and fill their hearts with this wisdom, Lord Jesus. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment. If you feel a scripture, you feel God shows you a picture or a prayer for Bob or Vicky, either of them or together as a couple, then just, we're going to just come up to the front and pray that, then share that, then that's an opportunity this morning to do that. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you. Oh, Lord.
I just felt that the Holy Spirit is going to come alongside you and carry your loads. And just like traders in the past would have had camels or mules to carry their, to carry the treasure that they had, to carry it. I felt that the Holy Spirit is going to come alongside you, and as you have more to carry, in a sense, it'll be good things that you're carrying, but the Holy Spirit is going to carry those things for you.
The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
The picture I had for you, Bob, was of a gem, a diamond, in a setting, in a ring, and I felt that it was you were like the setting, you and with Vicky together, but as you and Jesus and the truth of God was the gem, and that as you make it your aim to present Jesus, bring him to the church through teaching, through your life, through as you teach with the word, I felt that just like when you make a ring, you keep the setting to the minimum so it enhances the gem, and sometimes people put light behind, keep a gap behind it so that the light can come through and show the gem in all its beauty. So with you, that as you tend your life and keep your life in place, then it will allow the beauty of Jesus to really shine its brilliance.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Vicky. I can't think of any other man in this church who's more qualified to be an elder, really, alongside Paul and Nick. And it's funny, I've been reading 1 Timothy over the last couple of weeks, and in particular 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 4, I think, just for me, just typifies your qualification. And it says, it's talking about overseers and deacons, the qualifications that they should have. It says in verse 4, he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. And I mean, for me as a husband and as a father, you've always been somebody that I've looked to as an example of being a good husband and a good father. And not leaving you out, Vicky, in verse 11 in that same chapter, it says, in the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. And again, that just typifies you, sums you up. But thank you so much, both of you, just being examples for us in this church of how to conduct yourselves.
Probably want to first say what David says up. I mean, if anyone could really sort of between you and Paul, it's just Bob and Vicky, just really see that you're both anointed. And when I was praying, I saw a seal. And I thought, God's putting this seal upon your life, and a seal of authority, and that authority God is giving you. And I also feel he's going to give you wisdom and peace and understand. I think through that, there's going to be many blessings to your life.
I just felt to just encourage you and probably give you a word of prayer as well, using 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 13 to 17. Just to say that you have been chosen from the very beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. And I just believe that this is not your doing, this is God's doing. He called you by his gospel, and he that he has called you, he will guard your heart, he will comfort you, and he will also establish his word in you and his work which he has called you to now. Amen.
I just want to encourage you to let you know that the Lord is with you on this journey. And this time, you know, of your journey, the Lord will season it with salt. And, as for Vicky, you are a woman of valor. You will continue to support your husband, and you will be with him in every way. You will pray with him. You will stand by him. You will stand firm in the presence of God. You will take that mantle as the woman of God, as the mother of Israel, to do things for God, to gather women together, to uplift the gospel of God, and to walk, you know, according to the will of God. May the Lord, as I'm going to pray with you now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Father and our God in heaven, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Joseph, the God of Israel. Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for today as we rejoice with Vicky and Bob. Father, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your mighty hand of righteousness will rest upon them. Father, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that they will not be tired, they will not be wearied, because you will be there for them. Father, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you will divinely give them your wisdom. Father, Lord, we pray that you take away man's wisdom and you envelope them with your wisdom. Father, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your fire, oh Lord, Father, Lord, you will envelope them in your fire. Father, Lord, that the fire of the Holy Ghost will incubate them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, you say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you said you would do with this couple. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because we know you chose them. And Father, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will not leave them. You will fulfill your word in their life. Father, Lord, you will exalt them. Father, Lord, concerning their family, their children, Father, Lord, you will bless them. Father, Lord, you will honor them. Father, Lord, because they serve you, they will see no shame. Father, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you make an edge of fire around this family. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as they've decided to take up your work, oh Lord, Father, Lord, you will give them wisdom. You will honor them. You will glorify yourself in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, Lord, Father, Lord, you will divinely give them the present, the gift, oh Lord, the gift of Christ. You will give it to them. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will walk in humility. They will walk honorably. Father, Lord, they will exalt you. They will put you first. And they will be ever in your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not depart from you. Father, Lord, even when they are tired, you uphold them with your right hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy God, for what you have done today. We rejoice with them. We rejoice with the church. We pray, oh Lord, that you envelope this church with the blood of Jesus. Father, Lord, you will wake every man, every woman, every child, oh Lord, to know that you are God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your name be glorified. May your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Hi there. I saw a picture of you both walking together in the dark, in the pitch dark, and you had an old-fashioned lantern, and you were holding the lantern up, and you were just walking as with God, and people were starting to slink in from the shadows and follow you. And I think that's because God wants you to be leaders.
There's other things, and do feel free after the meeting to share them with Bob and Vicky.
I got a picture of a leaf, and I don't know if you've ever been walking through a forest and just randomly picked leaves off a tree, and you kind of have a look at the underside of that leaf, and you notice like little eggs, you notice kind of some lumps and bumps that have been put there by some sort of insect, and those eggs obviously are going to hatch into some little insects. But God just showed me a picture of a leaf like that, and underneath what obviously lots of little eggs, and he's saying that each one of those is a different gift, a different talent, something that he wants to unlock within each of you, and one by one he's going to take those off the leaf and reveal them to you. And obviously, you know, as you go on, they will equip you to do what you need to do.
Amen. Well, we're just going to lay hands on Bob and Vicky as his co-worker and helper. And the Bible says don't lay hands on anyone suddenly, but it does say that we, in these circumstances, should lay hands on them for God's anointing and for his blessing and his equipping for the thing that God's called them to. Father, we want to thank you as a church. Let's all pray together. We thank you, Father, for Bob and Vicky, Lord. They are so lovely, Lord. We love them very much, Father. There's something so right about this moment in time, Lord. And we've seen your gifts of hospitality, of kindness, of love, of humility. We've seen teaching gifts. We've seen the gifts of your Spirit, Father, abundant in their lives, Lord. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that from this moment, Lord, that there will be an increase of your Holy Spirit in their lives, Lord. Father, we pray, Father, for such anointing to come upon their lives that they will feel, they will even sense a new mantle of your presence, Lord, a new mantle of your authority, a new mantle of your wisdom and discernment, Father. Lord God, we cry out to you, would you give them your Holy Spirit afresh for this job? Amen.
Father, thank you for the fact that we know all authority comes from you. You are authority and you bestow authority, Lord. And we want to, in Jesus' name, ask for the authority, God's authority, to come upon Bob in this role as a leader. Lord, we ask for spiritual authority to surround Bob and Vicky in their work in the church. We ask, Lord, that you would fill them with the wisdom needed, with the grace needed, with a servant heart that's needed to care for, to shepherd, to oversee the church of God. We ask, Lord, that you protect them, you'd watch over them, guard them and keep them. And Lord, we commit them into your hands in Jesus' name. All God's people said, Amen. 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 Fantastic. Give him a warm thank you, Rob. We're going to share some nice cakes and some tea and coffee and drinks. Turn around to the person behind you. Well, just turn around and say, hi, how are you doing? Did you fancy a nice piece of cake? We've got some nice cakes.